Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com and all those exciting places. And I'm excited to welcome the program Celebrity. We know from so many movies and television, Mackenzie Phillips, author of Hopeful Healing. Mackenzie, how are you? And thanks for calling.
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing awesome. And so, and again, your story of battling addiction and recovery, it's just an amazing journey, because once we get into that dark place, it's very difficult, isn't it, to dig yourself out, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you go down that rabbit hole, it takes a lot of help and a lot of willingness to get out of it, you know? I mean, it's a deep hole.
It's definitely a deep hole, and that's one reason why you decided to write this book, right? It's to give people hope that, guess what, you can do it, but it's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are like, oh my God, I don't know if I can get sober. I'm like, you can get sober, but you're just going to have to really work at it, you know?
And how, in that process, and what you try to tell in your book, is basically you have to work at it. Do you need to surround yourself with the right people, especially with what you've went through throughout your life, to kind of going back and forth to finally finding the right plan of action?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
No, the right plan of action, Mackenzie. You had to kind of surround yourself with the right people to finally understand where you needed to go. Would you say to get to battle?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, nobody recovers alone. This idea that, you know, I pray to the God of self-sufficiency, I don't need you, I can do this, leave me alone, back off. That's a function of the disease. That's not a function of recovery. Recovery is you know, we need a community. We need to have people around us that we can trust, that you know, have gone before us, that can help us, you know, out of the hole of addiction, and to be able to be willing to take direction from others is very hard for addicts. I mean, we think we know it all, and we don't.
How many times did you have to do it to finally you said to yourself, I'm really going to want the help? How long did it take you in a lot of ways?
Well, you know, I mean, it's not that easy, but I mean, you know, I've had 10 years sober, and then I've had my life fall apart again, and you know, so it's a journey. I mean, you know, the thing about addiction is that it is chronic. I mean, it is something that is chronic, and so that means that it goes into remission and it can come back. But the thing about it is that it doesn't have to come back. People always say, oh, relapse is a part of recovery. I really take issue with that. Relapse is a part of the disease. You know, it doesn't have to happen. You know, don't give someone permission to relapse, you know, and don't shame them if they do. I mean, because would you, you know, shame somebody whose cancer came back? Absolutely
not.
Not
at all.
People consider addiction as a moral issue. I look at addiction as a medical issue. I went back to school so I could be a counselor, and I work in a treatment center called Breathe Life Healing Center in West Hollywood, California. I work with people every day, and it's clear to me when you're on the front lines of this battle that this is a medical issue, that it's a mental health issue, and that it's not a moral failing. And I think that the more that we get on board with that and get hip to that as a society, the less people will be dropping dead every single day from accidental opioid overdoses. We're not going to be able to incarcerate our way out of this problem in this country, and I think that is what we're up against.
And so I really agree with you. This is the problem. We keep saying, "Hey, it's bad decisions." No, it's not bad. It's a brain disease. It's a mental health issue. It's not a situation where you guys can control this. This is the point that people just don't understand, and they'll constantly say, "Oh, they just
people don't understand it." I really break it down in Hopeful Healing. To the latest scientific information, without it being sort of dry and scientific. I kind of put it into normal language that people can understand. So Hopeful Healing isn't just for addicts. It's for people who want to understand what addiction is and what recovery might be like and what people go through to get sober. You know, and people have these societal norm-based ideas about what addiction is and who addicts are. And I challenge them to actually dig a little deeper and find out what's really going on. And maybe they, you know, want to go out and and get hopeful healing or download it onto their Kindle or whatever so that they can maybe, you know, look at things from a different point of view.
So true. And when you're talking about this, it makes me say, hey, we have to figure out mental health issues in this country is such a severe problem. And then self-medication is that process. We need to find better help. We need to identify kids earlier that have issues before it leads to addiction, right?
That's right. You're preaching to the choir, Neil. You know, I love it. Keep bashing away at this, at the level that, because you can reach a lot of people, man. I can reach a lot of people. And if more people step up and start saying, hey, let's look at it this way, things might change, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And it absolutely frustrates me beyond belief when people talk about these things. And it goes back to certain things, certain triggers that certain brains of people can't deal with certain real stressors. And it's not, there's nothing wrong with them. It's just that's how they are. And then if they're led to the wrong path, it's very difficult to get back. So you're trying to teach people that, guess what? You cannot look at yourself when they purchase this book, say, Hopeful Healing, saying, if they have a loved one or themselves are dealing with this, they can't look at themselves in the mirror and say, I failed. I'm a loser. I did this myself. No, you didn't. You need help. You need to make the decision to get help and go for it. And then surround yourself, as I said, with the right people and really understand that it's out of your control. You have to admit this is a problem, but it's not because of decisions. It's because of your brain and mental health issues. That's really
the
truth.
That's right. That's right. And I think we're chipping away at it, at the stigma. We really are, but there's still more work to do.
More and more work. So what would be that call to action? People need to go check out your book for sure. But also, what other call to action people right now that are suffering with a loved one that has issues with addiction or mental health issues?
Well, there's so many resources out there. I mean, one of my favorite resources is intervention.com. People can go to intervention.com and find out there's a new way of doing interventions. It's not just like the ambush, you know, like you see on TV. There's this thing now called invitational interventions. And, you know, you invite the person to a family meeting, and you have a mental health professional and addiction professional there. And generally what I've found is that, you know, 8 times out of 10, the identified loved one will accept the invitation, and they'll come to the meeting. And, you know, they'll generally get into treatment. And so there are lots of different ways. It's not just like, you know, you ambush the person and you tie them up and you throw them in the back of a van and
no. You
know, you throw them into treatment. You know, it's not that there's a lot of new ways to deal with addiction, and intervention.com is a really good resource for that.
And really, the why you've healed is because you are able to do something that so many people wish they could wake up every day and say, you're helping people. You're helping them through the hardest times of their lives. And service and helping others brings happiness and brings a sense of being on this earth. And if you aren't doing that...
Well, they say you can't keep it unless you give it away, man. You just can't. So being of service to others is the best way for me to stay sober on a daily basis.
Absolutely. So we can purchase your book, Hopeful Healing, anywhere, any finer bookstore, Amazon, all those different places you talked about, and all that. And where's the best place we can find information on you? Can we check you out as well and find some info on you?
Twitter. My Twitter is at Mac Phillips, M-A-C-K Phillips. Instagram at Mac Phillips. And my Facebook page is Mackenzie Phillips. And you'll know which one is me because of the blue check on each of them except Instagram.
Well, great job in being able to battle, but now continue to help others. And everyone needs to check this out because we all have loved ones dealing with addiction or other issues, mental health issues, and we need to get them help. And the best way is to learn from people like you. So thanks again for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you, man, so much.
All right, take care. See you later. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.